Today I want to speak to you about hope, the hope of eternal life. The phrase hope of eternal life is used twice in Scripture. I found both times in the letter to Titus. In Titus 1:2, Paul writes to Titus saying, "In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began." Also in Titus 3:7, he writes that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. What is hope? Webster's 1828 dictionary defines hope as a desire of something good, accompanied with at least a slight expectation of attaining it, or belief that it is obtainable. Hope differs from wish and desire in this, that it implies some expectation of obtaining the good desire with the possibility of possessing it. Hope, therefore, always gives pleasure or joy, whereas wish and desire may produce or be accompanied with pain and anxiety. Hope is confidence in future events, the highest degree of well-founded expectation of good as a hope founded on God's gracious promises. As children of God, we are heirs according to the hope of eternal life. By being heirs, we will receive or inherit the hope of eternal life. The hope of eternal life is laid up for us in heaven, which is spoken about in the word of the truth of the gospel, Colossians 1:5. As children of God, we must hope for eternal life. Paul writes in Titus 2, verses 11 through 13, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." We're to look for the blessed hope, a hope in which we are saved, and a hope in which we have not seen. In Romans 8, verses 24 and 25, we read, "For we were saved this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for its perseverance." Eternal life is a gift from God, Romans 6:23. We only receive eternal life by becoming a child of God, living a faithful life, and doing the commandments of God. John wrote in 1 John 5, verses 11 through 13, "And this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He desires not to have the Son does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God." As children of God, let us always constantly be looking for the hope of eternal life.